Greetings. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. Dr. J. Wilbur Chapman told of a minister who preached on sin. One of his church officers afterward came to talk to him. "Doctor," he said, "we don't want you to talk so plainly as you do about sin. If our boys and girls hear you talking so much about sin, they will more easily become sinners. Call it a mistake, if you will, but don't speak so plainly about sin." The minister took down a small bottle and showed it to the man. It was a bottle of strychnine, and it was marked poison. "I see what you want me to do," he said. "You want me to change the label. Suppose I take off this label and put on a mild one, such as essence of peppermint. Don't you see what happens? The milder you make the label, the more dangerous you make the poison." Well, there are some today who would rather not speak about sin, but it's a reality of life, and we should face it. Yes, and the Bible gives the answer for sin. Some selected verses from the Bible. "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. There is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." David confessed, "I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." "The Lord hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Did you ever notice the word sin still has the hiss of the serpent in it? Someone has said the Bible is a record of man's complete ruin in sin and God's complete remedy in Christ. I like that. The Bible is a record of man's complete ruin in sin and God's complete remedy in Christ.